due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Do you even realize that when you go out there, they're not cheering you because, well, you're a great competitor. They're cheering you because they feel sorry for you. They're actually thinking, this guy should have retired 10 years ago. I mean, you're what, half the man you used to be? Matter of fact, I can see it now. The headlines the day after WrestleMania, they're going to read, former Olympic gold medalist disgraces himself in his last match and is unceremoniously tarnished by Baron Corbin. Screw you.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for, well, I would say a week and a day before WrestleMania, but we'll just say the last day of March that we'll be on the air on the station, March 30th. Holidays today, real quick. It's in, and this is quite appropriate. Today, the first one is I Am In Control Day. That's always a joke around here. National Doctors Day, Take a Walk in the Park Day, and Turkey Neck Soup Day. And my friend Jay-Z was in the studio with us this week. Probably has turkey neck soup on his menu all the time, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Living out there in the, you know, way out in the nowheres.
Out in Caledonia.
Caledonia.
Nothing
Stone
goes
cold.
To waste. We don't waste any part of the bird out there.
Yeah, well, that's the best part. So, hey, happy quick birthday shout out. Happy 32nd to get this. And the happy 32nd to, apparently, according to Wikipedia, Rochester resident Trent Beretta.
Rochester, Minnesota?
No, it says Rochester, New York.
Really?
Yeah, it says he lives in Rochester. So Trent Beretta.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Yeah, I think someone was just, you know, Wikipedia is editable by anybody.
Are you sure there's not someone else named Trent Beretta?
No. He's a wrestler. He's a pro wrestler. He worked for WWE. And he apparently lives in Rochester, New York. And if he doesn't, you know, well, may I,
is he couch surfing or something?
I have no idea.
Did he get kicked out by his mom?
Maybe somebody knows better. Give us a call, 222-1280. He's with mom now. That's not good.
All right, sorry, Trent.
Pink Lake's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Don't Slight, Empire Culver. You can join us April 13th for UFC 236, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, get there early, hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's April 13th, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 236. But, you know, I don't know if you read it, but tickets went on sale this past week for Fight Night here in Rochester.
Yeah, I got
They're going quick as well.
They are going quick?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm super excited because they're coming to Rochester 1-2. It's going to be on, you know, nationally on TV. ESPN Plus, but you know, you have the Plus, don't you, Danger?
I recently got it.
You are a Plus man.
I want to watch all the pay-per-views for $4.99 a month.
That's right. So
he doesn't want
to
have to come visit us at Salvatore's.
What?
Well, if I can't get out on time, I can go back and watch it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's true. You can always watch. You can always rewatch things too. So, but that
and you get all the 30 for 30s
and all the 30s for 30s. Let me introduce the cast and crew only because I've been meandering through them already. And before my plugs, I usually do that. We got DC Dan Call.
Good morning.
In a very good mood today. The Danger Boy, we got Double B Brian Burke. Jay-Z is in the house.
Yes, I was telling the guys earlier, much like the booking in WWE, my appearances here on the Pain Clinic Inconsistent.
Inconsistent.
Yes.
But consistently inconsistent, as I said earlier.
Consistently inconsistent. So you're chaotic. You are the chaos theory in human form.
Life finds a way.
Like a, you like a Randy Savage quote?
No, no.
Ooh, thanks, Dr. Malcolm.
Yes. Yeah. Danny got it. Jurassic Park. Yes, yeah. That is Jurassic Park reference.
I haven't seen Jurassic Park in 20 years.
You haven't seen it in how many years?
20 years at least.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It doesn't matter. You never forget when you saw Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Shirt unbuttoned, legs busted,
wounded knee.
Faster.
Yes.
Yeah. Must go faster.
Right. And there's the cash line of the day.
All right.
Okay, someone bookmark that so we can cut it.
I don't remember him saying it quite like that.
Thankfully, he's...
There's about a million memes out there.
He doesn't have the mustache anymore, so it doesn't make it as creepy.
Well, ever since Dan Severn told him what's what.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, listen, I'm not even trying the mustache ever again after Dan Severn. After Dan Severn was in the studio, it was... You know, I said him and Freddie Mercury hold the copyright on it. Nobody else should be able to do it.
It was funny. Like Severin said something about it, and like a cat's claws retract. Like you just saw Cash's mustache just like reabsorb back into his upper lip.
Like Homer Simpson disappearing
like
into the
disappears
bushes.
Into the bushes.
Yes,
his mustache.
Well, welcome to the show for Saturday. I will say, my plugs are done. But you know, we're gonna have a party the next 2 weeks. This week, you know, Jay-Z joins us. Jay-Z joins us because he's going to Ring of Honor. And my Madison Square Gardens. Oh, aren't you toity-toity?
Well, I've never actually been to the Garden.
You never?
No, and I think it's historic in that it's my first time there, but also the first time in, 50 years of pro wrestling events happened there that's not related to the McMahons. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome, yeah. And it's, and then, of course, I don't know if you saw Raw on Monday night, but I believe Elias was outside making fun of the Garden, just outside the front doors of it with a guitar.
He had all his money stolen.
What?
He had all his money stolen.
And his guitar case.
That was a safe part of Manhattan. Come on.
That was really pretty funny. Actually, I'll be playing
those sketches were great.
I'll be playing that later. You'll hear some of that audio later on the show. But, we're starting our celebration for WrestleMania next week. Just write this down now. Now, folks, if you're listening to the beginning of the show, we're going to be on 9 to 11, okay? We're going to be on 9A to 11. We're just going to have some, hopefully, some special guests.
Two-hour WrestleMania extravaganza.
That's right. Woo.
Yeah.
It is WrestleMania next. It's a week from today.
Maybe we should get Wacky Wavable Flaying Arm Filling Two-Man for the studio.
Now, the question is it's NXT's on Friday, right?
Yes.
So we're going to be exhausted when we come in.
It ends at like 10.
I know. So, but we can definitely talk. At least we won't be promoting it, but we will be talking about the results.
How great it was?
Yes. You know,
I can't wait for TakeOver.
Yeah, and that is, of course, coming up this Friday. This Friday, you know, the WrestleMania week really probably starts then...
Thursday.
Thursday's really Thursday. When everything starts hitting.
Yeah, they have the... And I want to talk a little bit about that while we got a second. Our friend Luke Harper.
Oh.
His name's just Harper now.
I'm sorry, it's just Harper. And I know.
His Luke went the way of the Mustafa.
He went the way of the Mustafa, now it's just Ali and Luke. Right?
Is it because Vince can't remember first names? He just likes to call them by their last name? Is that what it is?
It's happening a lot more as he's getting older.
Yeah, I mean, you had Apollo... Cruz, now he's Apollo.
And he creates their names. That's the funny thing.
Well, he picks the shorter one most of the time, too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like that Andrade's got too many damn names.
Yeah. Some of them it works. Like Cesaro, it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Rusev, it worked.
Yes.
There's no reason to make him Ali.
Ali, yeah.
There's only one Ali.
There's some brand confusion there.
And I'm sorry, and the names they've like gone with are the most boring ones. Like, okay, if you're going to take away Mustafa Ali, one of his names, take away Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call him Mustafa.
You're going to take away Andrade Cien Almas's name. Don't go with Andrade.
I would have loved it if it was Mustafa, because then they could really, like, they could do a King Mustafa thing, you know, they could go that.
Yeah, I know.
It would be fun.
Yeah, with the Lion King coming out.
No, yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah, we need another king in wrestling at this point. We don't have one right now.
Sure, we're getting tied at it and everything. But, that's one thing that did happen this week. Another thing, and, we did talk about Luke Harper put out a message about how he's going to be on. We got a list now of all the Access matches, and Luke will be wrestling on the Access matches. Unfortunately,
so he's doing the Worlds Collide. They're doing that again.
Worlds Collide, yeah. And
him and Tyler Breeze are doing the Access show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He told him to stay away from him, though.
Yes.
Yes.
They're actually, if one of you guys knows where the printer is in the other room, I've got all the stuff printed out. It's just I can't go get it because we're live on the air. So
we don't need no stinking printer.
No, I do, though. Hey, Peter, do me a favor. Go grab all the news and pass it out. It's on the printer, okay?
Make yourself useful, kid.
Intern.
Hey, he did actually talk once on the air.
Pay those dues.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So if you're watching that, we're on Facebook Live right now, by the way, and we got a stacked house. Jay-Z, of course, comes. You know, Jay-Z doesn't have his eight ducklings behind him, only one.
This one was born the first year I was on the pain clinic. Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. And now he's already getting Social Security.
What's that?
That's what I just said. He's already getting Social Security?
Not yet. We're working on it, though.
Yeah, so, that was such a long time ago. Yeah, bring me a copy too, Peter, when you're at it. But we're on Facebook Live right now, so you can see everybody in the studio.
It's like Ron Burgundy; he needs his copy.
Okay, so what do you got? I mean, you read the message from Luke Harper on Twitter as well as Facebook. What do you guys think about that? I mean, thank you very much. We can discuss that a little.
Unfortunately,
bit.
I don't think any of us are surprised by any of it.
I wish you could talk like that on the main. Well, minus the cursing. I wish you could talk like that on the main roster, like actually on TV. If they let him talk, the guy would be huge. And they've. I love how he mentions his history. How 2 years ago he was almost in the main event at WrestleMania, and now he's wrestling at Access.
I don't know if you saw the clip that he posted on Twitter as well of him wrestling Brock Lesnar.
Well, WWE posted that the other day too.
Yeah, and then he forwarded it to Seth Rollins to say, "This is my how you help me. You might
if
wanna,
you need help, I can."
Yeah, you know, which was it was incredible too. I remember that was a great incredible sequence that they posted up there too.
I mean, my favorite thing, I've been, you know, seeing it everywhere. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's on Reddit. It's on, you name the wrestling site, that story's there. My big takeaway is that all the people commenting on it, a lot of support for him. But not only that, a lot of the same themes running throughout the comments that I wholeheartedly agree with is how badly WWE screwed up 2 years ago. Because they had this organic, natural chance to do something different.
Yep.
And then thinking about the match we got at WrestleMania, ugh, which was god awful, and then a month later Jinder wins the title.
Best
you could do.
Yeah. Hey, don't hinder Jinder.
Well, he talked about that a little bit. He said that, you know, that him and AJ tore the house down right before that, mm-hmm, you know, and the winner mm-hmm. of that got to go to the WrestleMania. And you know, and it could have been him. I mean, honestly, or it could have been a three-way. At least, you know.
I was gonna say, I know we're homers, and I know we're always gonna be pulling for the local guy. But honestly, that match could have used him. Instead, we got projections of maggots on the ring.
Yeah,
easily the worst, might be the worst match in the history of WrestleManias. I don't know. I don't want to go that far.
And we're saying that in light of Bret Hart, Yokozuna.
That wasn't a bad match. I'm kidding.
What about Hulk Hogan, Yoko's?
What was the quick one? Was it the Ultimate Warrior and Honky Tonk Man? Was that at WrestleMania?
That was a SummerSlam.
That was SummerSlam. Ultimate Warrior Triple H was at SummerSlam.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah.
So this week is going to be all about the worst of WrestleMania, and then next week we'll try to look forward to the positive.
While we're sitting on controversial topics, let's talk a little bit about what they did with Asuka on Thursday night on SmackDown.
Oh, my God.
And now, listen, we saw a tweet kind of complaint from Naomi, or from Trinity there.
No, you saw a tweet from every single woman that was supposed to be in that
that four-way match. It was for the title.
Number one contenders match Tuesday. And then Naomi was complaining after they announced the Battle Royal.
And then she said, thank you for the opportunity at the bottom of it.
She goes, you got to cancel this one too?
Yeah, she goes, if it's not canceled, thank you for the opportunity.
Wait a minute, they might cancel that tag team match. They don't have enough women for the Battle Royal.
They might use them all. Who knows? But, man, that's...
This WrestleMania is going to last, like, 8 hours.
I mean, but putting the SmackDown title, what does that do for this three-way in the main event?
Here's all it does. So we were just talking about how 2 years ago they ruined a chance that they had something organic, something people wanted to see. They ruined it. They've done the same thing this year, where they had a match people wanted. You didn't have to overbook it. And that's all they've done for the last 2 months, is totally overbook something that was money without touching it.
Yep.
You didn't have to do anything, and now they've done too much.
They could have done the Brock Lesnar treatment too and have her not show up for a month and still would have
anything
been over.
Anything is better than what they've done.
They've overcooked the sauce, baby.
Too many cooks.
It's burned on the bottom, baby.
Oh, that's all Barnes.
You know, I should reach out to Jim Cornette and see if he wants to come on. But I think I'd have to hit
He's busy next weekend.
I would have to hit the dump button too many times that he was on.
He's going to yell about it.
I'm sure he will not. He's not a happy guy.
And I have to point out that our friend Buddy Buddy has been reading too much kayfabe news because we just got a comment on Facebook. I've heard that WrestleMania may be canceled by Vince.
Wow.
Yeah, that was definitely a kayfabe news story this week.
Why? Because there's a snowstorm coming or something?
Yeah.
No, it was some stupid reason why they had on there.
What's the weather going to be like in Jersey next week?
I can look it up.
Yeah, we've been hoping it's raining, so it keeps us awake.
I will not be at Mania. I will be watching Mania from the comfort of my home. I'll be home.
I will say that we did look it up last week, and it didn't seem too bad.
It was like 50 in rain.
Yeah, so it might have changed a little bit. I mean, we were going to get 60s here today in Rochester in rain, so right now it's
50. It's going to snow tomorrow.
It's 51 right now. So
as of right now, Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 59, low of 45.
Oh, not too bad.
So it's right around where it was when we went, Cash.
But it's going to be cold by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, once that sun goes down, it's going to be cold.
So,
And that's a tall stadium, too, so depending on where you're sitting.
Oh, that wind, baby. The wind comes right through you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's we got to go. We're going to go break on that. Give us a call if you have an opinion on it. We got a lot of news. There's a lot of things to talk about. Going to really kind of go talk about Jay-Z and going to the Ring of Honor show as well.
Yeah.
Do that in a little bit, but we're going to go to break now. And because I'm not a great, because I got in here and the computers were all locked up, I couldn't get my open on the show. So you'll hear that before we come back too, which I thought was a pretty cool one. So we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Look, I am a good guy, okay, Braun? And when I put in my Twitter bio that I wanted to be a mentor to you, I was being sincere, okay? I went to Harvard, okay? My parents paid millions of dollars to get me on the women's cross-country team at Harvard. So I really think that there are a few things I can teach a monster like you, like how to chew food.
Oh, boy.
Or how to read a newspaper. Or how to do your taxes. And look, Braun, I know you're a big, tough guy. You're probably, what, 5'11", 180 pounds? But don't you think we can handle this like adults?
You're not helping, man.
It's going to be a Luke Harper theme day, I think.
Swamp ass.
All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman, DC Dan Cole, Jay-Z in the house.
Yeah.
Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Man, this is so much stuff. I mean, this buildup is getting out. This week is going to be all kind of like blow-off matches, I'm guessing, on Raw, and then SmackDown as well. And
you know, I hate to say it with Baron Corbin. He may have been off on the timeline, maybe not 10 years, but definitely 2 or 3.
I don't know. See,
I love Kurt Angle. He was a great wrestler. He can't do it anymore. And it's obvious with these matches with Joe and AJ this week, and even with Gable last week.
He's a guy who worked for years injured and never tried to get through it.
He has to turn his entire torso to turn his head.
He's moving really slow. Yeah, it's sad.
But, in the olden days, people would adjust their styles for that, you know, become like brawlers and stuff and things like that.
And the match with AJ made no sense.
He tried. Well, I mean, what about Joe?
I think because he was sore.
I loved it. They kind of almost paid tribute to Joe and TNA, what he did.
They are without saying.
Yes, because they said, well, they've had quite the history before they came here. It's like Joe and Angle were putting TNA on the map at that time. I mean, because Angle showed up there and, you know, had butted Joe in the mouth, and that was, that started the whole thing. So, or was it the other way around? I can't remember, but nevertheless, one of them had a bloody mouth during their matches. But
Angle head butted Joe.
Yeah, that's what it was
when they were doing the face off.
Yeah, and that started, and that was like kind of like a, you know, I mean, it was kind of like, remember when Brock Lesnar beat up John Cena and like really punched him?
Oh yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that moment. There was a moment where there was like just a little bit of reality thrown in there to get people hyped up on
you
it.
You know. Speaking of Cena, he's not on Mania yet, is he?
Nope.
What are the odds, and this is just me spitballing here, what are the odds that Corbin gets taken out right before his match and ends up being Cena and Angle?
I think that's what's
going
to happen.
Well, everyone thinks that's what's going to happen. Dave Meltzer specifically said that is not going to happen.
Oh,
well,
see?
I thought it would have happened in his backyard on Monday.
Yeah.
When they were in Boston.
They said Cena does have a match outstanding, and he's probably going to be there.
Okay.
But it will, from what Dave Meltzer has said, because everyone else is reporting differently, Dave Meltzer has said it's not going to be...
Well, there's some idiot who is like reporting on Monday during the day saying, who's leaving after WWE, after WrestleMania?
Ambrose.
Don't look for Ambrose to be on TV anymore. Said that Monday. Said don't expect to see him on TV
anymore.
Well,
then they wrote him off Monday.
Did they write him off Monday? Because they tried to write him off the Monday before, and they didn't write him off.
He did a better Last Man Standing match than Monday before when it wasn't a Last Man Standing match.
I know, but he got destroyed.
When they didn't have 5 minutes to finish the match.
No, true. But I said, is he written off? Or, I mean, you know, I mean, for someone who was supposed to be written off weeks ago, he still hasn't been written off yet, so... Maybe they're just playing the people with that, you know? I mean, he obviously won't be on WrestleMania.
Right.
Unless he re-signed, and then he's going to show up and spoil something. You know, maybe he'll get help Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar.
Which is exactly what people want to see, right?
Something like, I don't know. But Seth Rollins has been promoting as well, you know, that build-up for that match has been kind of tough just because Seth Rollins has been dealing with back injury, and they have not had him wrestle.
I'm scared for him taking a couple of German suplexes on his back because it's been hurting
so much.
He'll
be fine by then.
Yeah.
He says he's fine now. But he's still not wrestling.
Something interesting that came up this week, though, is that the corporate WWE filings came out for all their pay-per-view events and all their big shows this year. And the rumored Saudi Arabia show in May was not on there.
Oh, really?
They have one in November, but they do not have one filed for May currently. And this is like the corporate stuff. This is stuff they don't BS on.
Yeah.
So all the thoughts of possibly Brock retaining to go to Saudi Arabia again, because he's supposed to be doing all these Saudi Arabia shows, they might not be happening because that show's not going to happen.
Huh. And then also The Undertaker was supposed to have to play a part on that, too. Interesting. I guess, you know, I mean,
they can change it any time.
Why? You mean like put the SmackDown belt on Charlotte the week before WrestleMania? What does that help with that match? That's what I really want. I never got to that question I was going to ask you. What does that help with that match?
Nothing. It's overbooking it more.
I wonder if it's in their heads. I'm trying to get into Vince McMahon's head, which is a very scary place to be.
Football.
I wonder if they're trying to, because they did a lot of TV, or not a lot, but they did some mainstream television. They wanted to add some credibility to Charlotte.
Maybe a reaction
to
the segment.
They did TV before they had the belt.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, maybe they want it.
Ric Flair's daughter there?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it has to be a total reaction to the ESPN thing with the CGI cards.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey, first ever MMA Hall of Famer. Becky Lynch, winner of the Royal Rumble. Charlotte Flair, daughter of Ric Flair.
Like, they want to add some credibility to her for people that may not be watching wrestling. Honestly, I don't think people who are not familiar with WWE are going to watch WrestleMania at this point. I don't know.
No, Ronda's past the attraction point where you're going to draw in the casual fans.
You mean they're not going to watch for Colin Jost and Michael Che in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale?
Where you know that there's going to be a guy like Heath Slater selling for them.
Oh, somebody's going to come out and protect
them. I hope Kane
them.
Comes out and just tombstones both of them.
That would be awesome.
Not only that, let's just say you have the casual Ronda Rousey fan that's going to get WrestleMania to see that. Are they going to last 7 hours until that match goes on?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're asking a lot, and I mean, you know, I guess we'll get the test, you know, and I mean, now they've got Joan Jett playing her theme live as she comes out, Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Joan Jett.
How many matches are there? 15, 17 matches?
17 is the rumor.
I've got the list on our news if you have a copy of it. Now it's in the last page. I can't remember how many it is there, but let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 on this list, so... even 13 is way
Peter,
too many.
Better be raining so we stay awake.
That's right. Brian's going to be there next week. He'll give us a call. This is Saturday morning.
14. You forgot the Women's Battle Royal on the last page.
Oh, if it happens.
Then you got to count your John Cena match, which is supposed to happen.
Okay.
So that's 15.
And so it'll be John Cena and The Undertaker too. Is that what we're going to get?
I have no idea. I hope not.
God. Don't forget an Elias musical performance.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Your WrestleMania Alexa host. At this point. Fire Alexa at this point. If she's the host, come on. It's her fault.
She can make things happen, apparently.
Did you see she changed her hair color?
Oh, she makes things happen.
It's like gray, kind of, sort of. Silver.
Dark. It's dark.
Yeah, it's. I like it, actually. It's not bad, but...
Makes the eyes pop out more.
It makes your eyes pop out more.
Well, she's got blue eyes and dark hair. It's a good combination. Yeah.
Although, not to detract, let me say this. Looking at the card, though, it is kind of refreshing to not see WWE just every single match being a multi-person, like, multi-team match.
You know what the saddest part is? Yeah, these aren't terrible matches.
Right.
These are good matches, but in 8 hours, I don't want to watch them all.
Well, wait, not all of them are not terrible. I mean, Shane and The Miz is going to be awful.
Yeah.
Well, it's Falcone where they're going to do their stupid gimmick stuff, and Shane will jump off
something.
Look
for the highest structure that they've set up.
Maryse is going to slap Shane.
She can't. She's pregnant.
Oh, she could slap him.
Too close.
That's true.
I could do without.
Mrs. Dad will slap him.
Mrs. Dad will slap him.
Or maybe
he'll be wearing Maurice's dress.
I could do without the mandatory Triple H win as usual, too.
Well, he's got to get his win back.
Is that, you think that's what it's about?
No, give him what he wants. Batista's been saying for years he wants his last match to be against Triple H. So
I hope Batista shows up in his Drax uniform.
Yeah. It'd be what color is Drax? Gray or blue or red? Sometimes he's red. Sometimes he's green.
He'll look red after about 5 minutes. Depends of the match on the lighting.
Yeah, I was gonna say he'll be blown
depends
up walking to the ring.
Depends who's inking him that day, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad inside comic book joke.
Oh, jeez.
So, Jay-Z, you're going to Ring of Honor. You're going to be there Ring of Honor next Saturday.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You're not going to the WWE Hall of Fame inductions. You're not going to get to see Booker T go in for a second time with his brother, Stevie Ray, there, and Harlem Heat.
I hope they have a slapjack.
I just can imagine. No, I'm just kidding. But Ring of Honor was sold. We talked about it many times. Sold on many guys who aren't there anymore. But we do have a solid card now.
I was going to say, they did a great job of rebuilding that card in light of all the people they lost.
That's from... the thing is, the reason that WWE suffers when guys get injured is they don't build stars. And New Japan and ROH have gotten used to losing guys. So they've got stars that are kind of chambered for things like this. So... The card's really good. I don't see a bad match on there. The match that I'm most concerned about not being as great as everything else is the ROH title match. But that's because I'm not high on Matt Taven.
Sure.
And Jay Lethal as champion is getting very, very old. So, and Marty Scurll is, I mean, I can look him in the eye. He's that short. So I'm just not like.
You might get poked in the eye by that nose thing he wears, you know?
The plague doctor mask.
Yes, I thought it was the spy versus spy mask.
That makes sense.
doesn't it look like that?
Okay. I would love to see PCO and Brody King come out in those masks, too.
That'd be
but
great.
But make them white so it would be spy versus spy at that point.
Wouldn't that be cool?
They do a low blow, and then all you hear is.
Be wiring dynamite under the ring with one of those plunger things. That's a deep pull. There are people that are watching this that have no idea
you
what
you lost
them
at Spy
about.
Versus Spy. Now you're just completely.
Magazine
let's
kids.
Be honest. There's people watching that we lost when we mentioned Ring of Honor.
Yes. They're like, oh,
hi,
yeah.
Mike DiGiorgio.
2-2-2-12.
It's that TV show on Sinclair, like, weird hours. Just look for it
17 times during the day.
Yeah, it's on 14 times every weekend.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
You can, like, wake up and it'll be on, and then go back to sleep and it'll be on when you wake up the next day. So.
That's pretty much how WrestleMania is going to be anyway.
Yeah, I know. You can take naps. You got to figure out which match is a nappable match, you know?
Corbin Angle.
Yeah, okay, so 2-2-2-12-80, star 12 is the number. Now, you're going to Ring of Honor, you know, you're taking your son with you, right, as well?
I'm actually just going with my friend Jesus. I'm leaving my kids at home.
Jesus, incredible artist.
Yes, Jesus Marquez.
Yes.
Check him out on Instagram.
He's a fan of the show. I mean,
big fan of the show.
And he's a fan of Jay-Z as well. And you guys used to do a podcast together, right?
Yeah, we did a podcast for about a year, and then, you know, just too many kids.
Everybody has too many kids, you know?
Yeah.
It's like an anthill when they all come out, you know? It's like
sort of, yeah. Just got to... shake it up a little bit. Just start moving around. It makes
me we haven't really talked about you. How you doing? We haven't seen you in a while. Everything okay? I mean, you. I know you graduated, right?
Yes, I graduate from R. I got my diploma already. I'm officially a graduate of RIT, but I will walk in May. So,
all right. So
very, very excited to finally be done with my bachelor's degree after 23 years.
I tell you, Jay-Z's a guy that I it's like it seemed like what month he was when he first started the show. It's like I'm one of his jobs was to travel luggage to people who like didn't get it when they landed in their airplane at the airport, and they would send him on like 3-hour drives to drop off the luggage.
Yeah, right? I once drove to Ogdensburg, New York. If you don't know where that is, it's near Canada's border.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say, but
it's a ways away.
It was during the dead of winter, and I watched my thermostat on my car slowly drop down until it was in the negatives. I'm not wearing a coat in my car because it's hot, because the heat's going.
And sure.
When I get out of the car, I'm blasted by this cold air. Throw the bag on the porch and left. Yeah, that was a fun job.
That's when I think you had one child.
Yes. Now I have four.
All right. See everything. But yeah, so that's cool. I'm super psyched for you graduating.
Thank you.
Super psyched that, you know, I mean, every year, of course, you go down to New York Comic Con, and did you do this past year?
I did last year, but I'm not going this year because my sister has to get married.
What? How selfish.
I have to fly to Arizona.
Doesn't she think about you?
She doesn't ever think about me.
What is going on?
Kids these
days. You're too fair-skinned for that dry heat down there.
I know. I'm worried about you. I'm going to cake on the makeup. We wear one of those sun floppy hats. I look like that guy in Logan that hangs out with...
Caliban.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Caliban.
There's a poll for comic book fans.
Yeah. So, hi, Mike DiGiorgio.
So let me ask you. I hope to God he's not listening. But no. I shouldn't say that. What match are you looking forward to the most on this show at Ring of Honor?
Oh, Naito Ibushi.
Yeah, of course. That was just rumored up until, a week ago, was it? We were talking about it on the air a little bit. Two of the guys that, you know, are classic New Japan through and through guys.
And I can't pick a winner. I mean, they're both always booked to be strong. So it's really hard to figure out who they would put over at that point, because Naito's the biggest star in New Japan right now. Easily the most popular guy in New Japan. Ibushi, of course, is Ibushi. Probably the greatest living professional wrestler right now is Ibushi or Kenny Omega, one or the other. And so figuring out which one they want to win, the journey getting there will be awesome, but who's going to win, I don't know. And that's what makes it more intriguing to me. But the whole card stacked, there isn't a bad match on the card. And that's what's most exciting, because I look at that list and I'm like, I can't pick one that I would want to go to the bathroom during. Like, that's the WWE, I can do that. Just, but this one I can't.
Bully Ray Open Challenge?
I was going to say, depends. You know, just think about it. Maybe bring some with you.
Like, there was a radio personality on Howard Stern's show that did that to Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, once. Really?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, when all of their songs are 20 minutes, you have no choice.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing I want to go more than if I have to use the facilities. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why they sell those giant collector cups, you know.
222-1280
Don't they still make like the stadium buddy?
Maybe. I don't know.
Star 1280
strap number. It to your leg.
We got a call real quick before we go to break. It's Rashawn. What's up, buddy? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been busy out here in this road, guys. I've been all right. How y'all been?
We are doing okay. I mean, we were kind of, you know, cracking on WrestleMania a little bit, but we got a bunch of guys that are going to be down there this week, next weekend coming up. Pablo, what's up with you?
Well, I only got two quick things today. First of all, how are you going to make like a mustache Hall of Fame and not mention Tom Selleck?
Oh yeah, that's, you know, you're
I didn't
right.
Know we had an official Hall of Fame.
Well, we were talking about.
I thought the Cash Nash was the Hall of Shame, not the Hall.
Yeah,
of
that's
Fame.
More Hall of Shame.
Oh, okay.
But then if you're gonna talk Hall
the
of
Cash
Fame, mustache
Hall of Shame. Okay.
Yeah,
Sam Elliott.
I will bring a pegboard up with pictures of wonderful guys with terrible mustaches, much like the one I had. But
we need all right. And I know it's a little late in the game, but we need to do a March Madness bracket. All time best mustaches.
Nice. And the second thing is, and you guys got to correct me if I'm wrong, but the standard WrestleMania curse of, you know, the top guys getting injured going into WrestleMania really only hit NXT this year with Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. I mean, we know, we, like I said, Seth Rollins had a sore back. I think he says he's ready to come back 100%, but they're not risking it before WrestleMania. So all he's doing is cutting promos the last couple of weeks. And Danny's making this top 16. I can see it now.
Leave it to the internet. I type in best mustaches, and sure enough, there's a website. We've ranked the 50 greatest mustaches in pop culture.
50 greatest.
Yeah.
And it starts out strong. 50, Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, that might be, that's too low.
48, Yosemite Sam.
Oh, hey, it should be much
Trent
higher.
Trent Seven's got to be on that list too somewhere.
It's got to be much higher for 70.
What about
Sam?
Dutch Mantel?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
even okay. Shawn Michaels wants to be Dutch
Rashawn,
Mantel.
Rashawn, I was going to mention that the injury bug. We're lucky so far. Actually, if anything, they got guys back.
Way to jinx it.
They got what? Yeah. They got guys back. They got Roman. I mean, Roman Reigns is back.
Roman Reigns is back. Kevin Owens is back, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah, well, he'll be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Well, unfortunately
I'm sure.
For Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston happened, and.
Well, I think unfortunately for Mustafa Ali, Kofi Kingston happened because it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that was the injury bug.
And they weren't lying about that either.
I thought Ali was going to be the fast lane guy, but Kevin Owens was originally the.
That was their original thought, but then Kofi just took off.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be a good match, I'm thinking. But anything else there, Rashawn?
Actually, just to kind of jump on with that, too, like Jay-Z said, some of the independents are used to losing guys all the time, Ring of Honor, whoever. And they got it. And right now, WWE is. Between all the brands, they've got one of the best rosters of all time, but they just pick four guys and just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, and they just take up the whole screen, and then you get comments online like Trinity the other day, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, it's kind of one of those weird things. Like, it's like they could really do so many things. They only got, like, typically, what, two, maybe three real angles going on and a couple side ones. They can have so much stuff going on WWE programming right now, but they just don't. And I don't understand it. Maybe it's a Vince thing. Maybe it's the writing.
That would mean the writers would have to do their job, and they would have to not script everything intensely for everybody and let them actually have a personality of their own.
Yeah,
writers have no credibility now that they hired the charity job with Dana Warrior. Sorry.
true. Hey, Rashawn, thanks for calling, man. We'll talk to us next week. We're going to be on 2 hours, okay?
Have a good one.
Okay. 222-1280 Star Trek. I'm going to say some guys don't mind being pushed aside and as long as they keep getting a paycheck. And that and one man I read about this past week was a man named Nakamura, who apparently enjoys surfing more than WWE, but WWE is paying his way to live in Florida.
I was going
to
say, so, I've heard this is pretty much his retirement package.
Yeah.
So he's enjoying his time surfing when he's off the road. And he doesn't care where. I mean, they stick him with Rusev. So what? He'll hang out with Rusev. He doesn't mind. So, which is amazing because this is the same guy in New Japan 3 years ago was unbelievable, and was in, you know, main event of every show they did for like a 2 years straight. A year, I don't know. I watched some of those highlight packages, and he was just unbelievable. And now he's surfing and wrestling as a tag partner. So we're gonna. On that note, we're gonna go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 12. Oh, wait a second. We got something to give away, don't we?
Ooh.
Yeah, we do. We got 2 weekend passes to give away to Flower City Comic Con in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. It's the 13th and 14th.
And I've arranged it to be weekend passes so that our wrestling fans can see the wrestling event Saturday night, the UPW wrestling event, and come see our buddy Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who, yes, did arrive home. If you follow him on Instagram, he's doing fine from the heart procedure he had to have yesterday.
Yep.
He's going to be in New York City for WrestleCon next week. He's planning on being there, which means he's planning on being with us the weekend after. He has not canceled his appearance.
Okay, so callers 12 and 13 right now. You got a weekend pass for the Flower City Comic Con, April 13th and 14th, which includes Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there Sunday. And we got a wrestling show on Saturday at the Blue Cross Arena. 222-1280, star 1280. Keep trying, folks. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I have no idea what a beat the clock challenge is. It sounds like another one of your BS gimmicks you have going on around here. So let's just get this farce over with, okay? That's all I have to say.
MSG, the world's most famous arena. Now, it's not the Garden in Boston that houses a bunch of incoherent mushmouth slobs, but it is a dump nonetheless. In fact, I've sold this place out 3 times already. I mean, my rehearsals could sell more tickets than Billy Joel ever could.
A quarter?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how much people would pay to see me in New York?
Think of your children. They already had to watch Daddy fight for his life already. Do you want to put them through that one more time at WrestleMania when you know you're going to lose?
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain.
It's the Luke Harper theme day, theme bump day here on Fox Sports 1280 Pain Clinic.
Drew McIntyre was great this week.
Drew McIntyre is. I mean, he's trying to get these catchphrases over, and he starts with one now every time. And you'll hear a little Drew later on the show. But want to congratulate Gary and Tom, both guys who won the tickets. Man, they're very excited. Flower City Comic Con's the biggest Comic Con in Rochester every year, and I will say that. I thought that Comic-Con's like had a lawsuit against the Comic-Con name, and so everyone had to change it to something else, didn't they?
No, we had to ask for permission to use the name, and if it was denied, we would have had to change our name.
And it was all because of the Salt Lake City Comic-Con.
Because they're stupid, and they had to poke the bear. I mean, there's no other way of saying it.
Poke the bear.
Can I issue an open challenge to anybody going to the Flower City Comic Con?
Are you going to wrestle?
If you're going to cosplay as your favorite member of the Pain Clinic.
Oh, we're going to see a lot of Freddie Mercury mustaches.
A lot of creepy stashes.
I want to see a lot of creepy stashes. You know, someone could dress as the artiste, you know, when he was in his bandana phase.
Yeah, oh, no,
cowboy hat phase.
Cowboy hat phase, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening going, oh, I'm going to get those guys. Welcome back to the show. I want to remind you guys that we're brought to you by Salvatore's. The Hardy Boys phase. Yeah, you can't forget about that.
That was the bandana phase.
Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Ember and Culver. We're going to be out April 13th for UFC 236 at Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville and Salvatore's at the Garage Door in West Rondaquoit. That's 149 East Ridge Road, but it's in Rondaquoit, believe it or not. 10 p.m. start time for both of those. Come on, get out there, hang out with us. Be drink specials all night long, adult beverage specials. That's April 13th. And didn't even get a chance to mention, though, that we did mention briefly that the tickets went on sale yesterday for the May 18th UFC here in Rochester. Fight night. Main event's not what we were expecting, but I guess Gregor has a head injury or neck injury that we didn't know about. So that's why he's not in the main event against Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee was up here yesterday doing media.
Yes.
I am so bummed. I mean, my new job is great. Love it. But I can't now hang out during the day and meet these guys coming up.
He's got an Amherst jersey now, too.
Does he? Was he at the game last night?
I don't know if he was at the game, but he was there during the day checking out the arena.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I saw pictures of him from the arena, and they brought him up and paraded him around, did all the media rounds and everything.
UFC's pushing it hard. Everything I see on that pops up from them is buy your tickets to the Rochester fight night.
Yeah, well, that did they pay with that advertising stuff, you know, but... So some other news. Vince McMahon, we mentioned earlier that he's might maybe more interested in what's going on with his football league than he is with maybe the what's going on in WWE, because he sold 3.2 million shares of his stock to help fund the XFL this past week. You know, it's not all of his stock. It's a small portion, but then he needed the money to fund the league, you know. And
he still owns like 81% of the stock.
AAFL is going on right now. I mean, you can see it on the
it's about to go under.
Because there's another one, too, isn't there? Didn't I see there was another football company, just the AAF?
AAF, and they're having issues with player rights with the NFLPA.
Oh, really?
So there's a possibility they don't operate past this weekend.
Really? Yeah,
it's ugly. Like, they couldn't make payroll the second week out. They end up getting sold to
No, the payroll thing wasn't an issue. Someone backed out, and they just got another investor in there, okay. So that wasn't an issue. Yeah. The issue now is the rights to use younger players who are fighting for the chance of the NFL.
who are part of the union already.
Yeah, they're fighting the union on that.
The union doesn't want these guys to be able to play or something. They're coming to an agreement still.
Yeah.
So they said if they make it past this weekend, they might not make it past this year just for that reason.
Well, if you've seen the attendance at any of the games, they're not making any money.
Okay. Some of the places are doing decently.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to go to break on
Johnny
that.
Johnny Manziel looks good.
We'll go to break on that, but I will mention.
Memphis Express, baby.
I will mention Rob Gronkowski retired this week, and people were wondering, is this his time to join the WWF? Will we see him at WrestleMania?
No. I bet he was given a job offer.
I bet you we see him.
Dude with charisma.
We're going to see him at WrestleMania. I bet you if it has anything to do with the Battle Royale, maybe he'll
Can
be
that chick security guard tackle him again and try to bring him down as he jumps up.
That would be awesome, yeah.
No, here's his gimmick. He needs to be the man in the mirror whenever Mojo's talking to a mirror.
And that makes sense. He does it every one of his
promos.
But
he has to be wearing
whenever
the Michael Jackson
bro,
jacket.
You got this.
I want to see Al Franken on the other side of that when he does it. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I think these people know the best thing that ever happened to you was me. I saved your title run. I make you better. And that is why we are the main event of WrestleMania.
Roman accepts your challenge. But I want you to listen very clearly. What I'm about to say next isn't coming from Roman. Don't you ever run your mouth about my wife and kids.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Hey, Jay-Z, shut up. We were on, the mics were on, dude.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot.
He's out of touch.
The other funny thing is I'm the only one that wears headphones on this show, and so it was sometimes...
Headphones? What are headphones?
We were just talking about our travel plans.
I know. I know. That's... And,
if you see me on the train Friday, don't talk to me. I don't like people.
222-1280 star 1280. You don't like people?
I like people.
My gosh, we got less than a minute here. We're running out of time. I don't have time to get my music in, but I do want to mention, let's talk a little quickly about Ashley Dorbacher from Channel 13 training at the Flower City Academy, Wrestling Academy. What'd you guys think of that? That little video we saw of her like beating everybody up.
She's living the dream.
Hopefully we can get her on for next week for the WrestleMania show. I'm gonna see if she's available. That would be very cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
It would be. So we gotta get out of here. I want to thank everybody for making it this week. And remember, next week is our 2-hour WrestleMania show, 9 to 11. Gonna have some special guest host. You might see a certain dog back here in the studio with us. If you're a fan of the Mad Dog, he's gonna come and hang out with us. And we'll be talking to Jay-Z, I'm sure, on the phone.
Yeah, I'll call you from the line where I'm waiting to see Great Muda.
Great Muda?
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe, can you put Great Muda on the phone? Maybe we can talk to him? Or maybe you don't want the green stuff all over the phone.
Yeah, I don't want the green stuff on my phone. Gotcha. I don't think it's covered by AppleCare.
Double B Brian Burke's going to be down there for WrestleMania.
Yeah, so there's an open seat here next week. So
we've got one. You didn't hear what I said, did you? We got some special guests.
She could sit.
Oh, Ashley definitely can come in. I'm going to see if I can search her down, talk about wrestling with her. Thank you, Danny.
Really bad.
I know. Maybe I'll get the creepy mustache going again, too. So we'll see you next week.
Sweet.
The Pain Clinic, thank you so much for listening. Body slam somebody you love.